Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh, man. Something you did not want to hear this morning. I'm Leon Francis, your host of the Common Sense Club. 855-200-1776. Get you live on air into the conversation. Something I did not want to hear. I have already broken out the Bermuda shorts, the Hawaiian print shirt, that sort of thing, the flip-flops. And then I see this. Double shots of snow over the next 5 days for western and central North Dakota. For today, snow will fall this morning along the Canadian border, with most places getting an inch or less. I'm blaming the Canadians on this one, the Canucks, if you will. With most places getting an inch or less. However, in the Botnow, Rolla, Rugby areas, between 2 and 4 inches will fall. Then for Saturday and Sunday, light snow across the north, and Saturday will increase and spread over the area Saturday night into Sunday. So it'll be a mix of rain and snow south and west of the Missouri River. Amounts of snow there will be very little, but we're going to get snowman. I don't like that. I was all ready for spring. To the north and east of the Missouri, between 2 and 4 inches could accumulate, negatively impacting travel and calving operations, as a matter of fact. Sunday night into Wednesday, a stronger storm could impact North Dakota. Looks like the storm will pull in enough warm air that the resulting snow will be very wet. There could even be rain during the daytime. Traveling and calving could be negatively impacted once again. So be careful. We thought we were out. Well, once we thought we were out, and then it just pulls us right back in to steal a good phrase there. Once again, welcome to the Common Sense Club. As always, we'll have Ellen Radner, Blankito Cullum. In the very next segment, I got my good friend Ben from Dive 95 fame sitting as my co-pilot today. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing just fine. I'm loving the fact there's snow coming.
Wait,
all you snow haters out there, that's what you get. This is March. What do you expect?
I'm a Southern boy, man. I can't deal with this. I do like to throw to get on a snowboard, kind of go down the small hills now. but it is March.
Yep.
I'm ready for spring. They gave us a little shot of spring,
yep.
And then they just pull it right back. He's like, here you go, a little more snow.
Well, I think if there's anybody that you should take it out on, it's Phil. Old Phil Puxatani Phil. He's the one, you know? It's been almost 6 weeks.
Didn't that guy get dropped on his head or something?
He should have been.
I think he did. I think Cuomo or one of those guys. The guy that doesn't want you to have the 64-ounce drink dropped him on his head because he was a little chunky. I mean, that's what I got out of it.
Chunky?
A little chunky. Is that not PC? Not politically?
Well, you know, coming from a larger fella, maybe chunky is a little offensive. Maybe husky.
Oh, sorry, man.
Maybe
sorry.
Husky.
We got a desk separating us right now, so I feel pretty good. Anyway, that's Ben. And you might, I don't know if the folks out there in Common Sense Land know, but Ben, you ran for political office over there in Moorhead, but you were going to take, you were running for the seat that Ben Lean currently holds, right?
Correct, yes. Right. Yeah, I did run. Last minute, I wanted to learn the process and learn how things were about, and then I kind of got my hope up and dashed upon the rocks.
It wasn't dashed upon the rocks, man. You learn. Anytime you learn from an experience, you know how many times I failed, and you get learned from.
I would assume a lot.
You would assume. Why would you assume that? Do we need to go to Starbucks?
Well, it depends on who's buying.
Race together, man. Right. So anyway, I brought Ben in. This is the last show, the last Common Sense Club radio show. Starting Monday, we're going to have a brand new show from 7 to 9, hosted by Scott Hannon. I started to say Todd Mitchell, man.
Yep, not even close.
Steve Hallstrom and Dev, a new face and new voice to the airwaves. So hope you stay tuned for that. It'll be a brand new morning show, brand new format. Just keep your ear to the ground because, you know, I'm not going to be far. I won't be far. You will hear my annoying Southern accent somewhere.
Yeah, right.
So, there you go. But I brought Ben in to talk about issues going on in Moorhead. You know, we got the whole parking lot wars. I want to see Ben run again. I'm trying to encourage him to do that because I think we need more regular fellas and gals. What is the feminine of fellas?
Ladies. Ladies and
more,
fellas.
Yeah, more, you know, regular ladies and fellas to throw their hat into the political arena, and so we don't keep getting these politicians, man.
Well, I would love to see more business-minded people, people that understand the bottom lines so that they're not overspending or making really bad business decisions.
Okay. Because
you run a city like a business.
Absolutely.
You know, not a nonprofit or something else where it's a charity. It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, and when you're and people tend to be pretty charitable with other people's money. So
yeah, well, if you're a steward, if you look at it as a stewardship where you steward of the other people's money, their tax money, and you're taking care of the place where they live, I think that's a different way to think about politics.
Okay. And when you look at like the makeup of even the Fargo City Commission and what's going on over there in Moorhead, what is your general takeaway? You think they're stewards of let's take Fargo for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the Fargo City Commission is a good steward of the people's money?
I think there are people that are in place that are making good decisions. And I think that there are other people that are making decisions based on what they like and what they want. If we stop looking at what the Joneses are doing or Minneapolis or some of these other cities and saying, hey, we want to have art or we want to be just like them, instead of saying, hey, we're an original city. We're Fargo. We're going to be something fresh, something new. And
they should be looking at us, man. And we're doing stuff right over here.
Exactly.
So, you know, we shouldn't be looking and trying to emulate what's going on in Minneapolis and
right.
other places. We are the economic beacon right here, man.
Yeah. So. Well, and even if it's not the economic side of things, I think the creativity side of things, just our downtown and how it's exploded and there's a lot of creative ideas, you know, everything from who thought a $2 piece of pizza would still be here, you know, 3 years later, 4 years later, however long they've been down there. And it's packed all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think there's a lot of creativity down there. And I think, you know, if the minds got together, they could pull, I don't know, just get away from spending other people's money on frivolous things. And then also making better decisions. Sometimes as a leader, being a steward, you have to make the tough decisions. So if there's a smaller group of people and they want to erect an art monument that costs, you know, $500,000, probably not a good idea. You know, it's, you know, per capita, that's probably a bad investment. Just saying.
Right.
Or free coffee for everyone on the city of Fargo. That sounds
nice.
Like a really terrible idea.
What? Oh, okay. No, I like coffee, man.
Well, I know. So do I, but
so
I don't like
the bad part about it?
The bill.
Exactly. When everything it sounds great when you're not paying for it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome. You're going to give me a new car?
Well,
great.
Who's
paying for it, though?
Let me ask you, if I handed you $40 right now, what would you do with it? Just $40 cash.
$40 cash, that's, about three cases of Guinness?
It could be, or a tank of gas.
Tank of gas, right.
Or who knows, right?
You put me on the spot, man.
No, that's okay, because I was just perusing, because it's my favorite thing to do. I was looking through the Moorhead budget, 2015, and I found it interesting that the Moorhead, government.
You might have to hold your thought because the clock says that we're up against a hard break. And that's one of the things in talk radio that you got to get used to, man. I'll have this idea in my head. It's a 5-minute idea, and I only have a minute till the break. So we're going to have you marinate.
Well, the 40, just remember, people, $40, what would you do with it?
What would you do with $40? 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air into the conversation. In the very next segment, we'll have Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum, talking about, political views from the left and from the right side of things. I got a couple of things on my mind. Want to talk about one nation under Allah? Really? Really? And this is at a school here in the USA. A teacher thought it'd be a good thing to recite the Pledge of Allegiance in Arabic. And he was mystified as to why the students were a little bit upset. So there you go. We'll be right back. To the folks on my Facebook, we got to have a conversation, man. I'm not trying to start a fight. We'll be right back right after this break.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the folks on my Facebook page right now. Simmer down a little bit. I am not looking for a fight with Sandy. So, yeah, let's tone it down just a bit. What a welcome to the Common Sense Club. The Contessas, the Countesses of Common Sense, Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum. As always, I love this segment of the show because I get a little dose of common sense from the left side of the political spectrum and the right side of the political spectrum. So I want to welcome you both to the Common Sense Club this morning.
Well, thank you so much.
A couple of things I want to talk about. First thing, and this is an aside, something I saw this morning. So Scott Peterson, 10 years to the day he's been on death row. And Geraldo is doing this little documentary about it and saying that he's living it up over there on death row. And he's got, like, you know, all of these amenities and this, that, and the other thing. Do you care? Do you not care? What's going on there?
Well, I'm totally against the death penalty. And what I would do if I were running jails is that I would make, you can't make everybody work because that's called slavery, but you can do an incentive program that people would have to work, and if they did certain things, they would get certain privileges, be it TV or better food or something like that. But I give my entire life anti the death penalty.
You know, I'm from Texas, so I'm pro the death penalty, but with that guy, I don't care about him. I don't care about him at all. I'm just glad he's incarcerated. And, you know, I don't even like to give the guy any glory because he's such a sociopath.
So, Ellen, would you be against the old school chain gangs from, like, Louisiana? Would you be against that sort of thing? I think it would work as a deterrent to crime.
What? Let me tell you something. Wait, Leon. This shows, I hate to say it, that you don't know anything about brain chemistry and brain anatomy. Because if people who commit these crimes, no, you don't. Because people who committed these crimes would understand deterrence. If they had a frontal lobe that worked terribly well, which they don't, they would understand consequences and deterrence. But they don't. Most people who commit murder have a problem with frontal lobe and other parts of their brain. So they don't understand deterrence. You and I would understand that because our frontal lobes work. But these guys don't.
Well, a question then.
I mean, I hear you, okay, and I understand what you're saying about the mind. But on the other hand, you have a lot of people that are on death row for different a different cause that was generated in killing someone. I mean, you got your serial killers, and then you got your passionate crimes of murder, or you've got accidental cases of murder, or you have people that are even wanting to control gun control and bring back the idea of chain gangs. I don't know. I don't know if it wouldn't serve as a deterrent. I mean, I think it's complex.
It just doesn't.
Well, how about not so much as a deterrent, but them actually contributing a positive to society? I mean, if they're in there, that means they had a negative impact on society. We can agree on that. But should they just get three hots in the cot for however long that they're supposed to get it and not really contribute to that burden to the tax payers out there? I don't see a problem.
You know what this makes me think of? Do you remember that movie? It wasn't HUD, but the one with Paul Newman where the famous line came out where he said, "What we have here is a failure to communicate."
What we have here is a failure to communicate. Yeah, I know that. I do. Well, he's going to be on death row. California hasn't executed anybody since, 2008 or 2006 or 2008 or something like that. I don't think he's going to be executed. I think he's probably going to die of old age on death row. And what the taxpayers put in the bill, I guess... my problem with that is, I am pro death penalty. Before, if we know without a shadow of a doubt that the guy is a menace to society or whatever, I'm pro innocent life.
Well, you know what? If you understood brain chemistry, brain anatomy, and this happens to be, I'm passionate. You hit my one issue. I'm a one issue person.
Oh, good gravy.
If you understood that these people's brains are very different, you would have a very different view of the death penalty. You got to start reading.
So what do we do?
They got different brain chemistry, but you know what? If they're out there telling people, I want them out of the way. This is where you and I respectfully disagree. She won't even go to the state of Virginia because they're pro-death penalty. I mean, you know, I go there frequently just because I know that they'll get rid of the bad guys.
What about Texas?
I have a choice between flying out of an airport that's not in Virginia and like Reagan as opposed to BWI. I choose BWI because I don't want to spend a dime in a death penalty state.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
and
then.
That's why I'm telling you, I'm saving up my money and I'm going to Virginia and Texas.
Good deal, good deal. I love Virginia. Love Texas also. Big sky country out there.
Old Sparky.
Right. Okay, one other story, we don't have a ton of time, but I want to get your take on this. So you have a kid, your kid's in public school, he comes home and he tells you, hey, my teacher recited the Pledge of Allegiance in Arabic, and he says, one nation under Allah. How would you feel about that? Would you be upset? Would you say, or good deal, it's all inclusive? Ellen, how would you react? Your kid comes home and tells you that.
As long as they pledge their allegiance to the United States of America, I don't care who they do it to.
Or what language.
I don't want them pledging allegiance to Allah. This is not some politically correct thing. The Pledge of Allegiance is not to be politically correct in that fashion. It's just ridiculous. We're doing stupid stuff.
And I guess that's where I'm at with that. I mean, this is America. We speak English. It's one nation under God. I really, really do not want a teacher, you know, indoctrinating my kid at speaking Arabic or any other language. Even if they did it in Spanish, I'd have a problem with it. But the fact that they do it in...
And why are they doing it? And who made that determination? And did they get the permission of the parents to do that? I mean, if that's the case, you know, aren't we supposed to be having a little bit inclusion of the parents in these decisions? I think if that's the case, they got to review the teacher's intentions here. I mean, I would be seriously worried about leaving my kids in a school where a teacher would make that kind of determination without including my opinion.
Okay. We have a grasshopper I want to play. Let's roll that.
Yeah, is that Cool Hand Luke Blasey saying that people are just born that way? I just don't get her. But anyway, thank you.
Cool Hand Luke lady. I think he's referring to you, Ellen, about the death penalty.
Well, you know, nothing's going to change my mind.
Yeah.
It won't, trust me. Believe me. I told you, we went in Saudi Arabia past Chop Chop Square, and I said, Ellen, maybe this is not the time to tell people in Saudi Arabia you're against the death penalty. And, of course, she did immediately. But they didn't.
Chop Square. We got to talk about that, but we'll do it another time. Thank you, as always. I've enjoyed talking to you ladies both every morning, so thank you for that. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Hey, Scott Hinn here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite. I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Oh man, sometimes arguing with liberals is eye-opening. And Ben made a really good observation when we were talking with Ellen Ratner, and she made that she said, you know, something to the effect that people that kill have something wrong in their frontal lobe.
And I was sitting here, I was hoping, Leanne, that you were going to say something like this, because my rationale was immediately thinking, okay, so she's vehemently for abortion and the right to have an abortion. And, you know, if you're a murderer, okay, that is a part of death. And so if death is part of that, we can, I think even science will agree that an abortion is an aborting a life. So another term for, a chosen death. So what you're telling me is that every person that has an abortion or chooses to kill their baby then has something wrong with their frontal lobe? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that would have been an argument,
I'm just,
man.
but throwing that question out there. And maybe that's a crazy question, but...
It's not a crazy question. I mean, the crazy folks are folks like Goshnail. I mean, I think that there's something is, and I'm probably going to get, flack over this, some bad feedback. But the fact of the matter is, if you are a mom or even the doctor that could do that, I think that there is something wrong with you, man.
But it's not even that. It's going off of her logic. Her logic was, if you're a murderer, you have something wrong with your frontal lobe. Well, what is murder? Murder is
taking
a life. And so if you take the life of an unborn baby, then do you have something wrong with your frontal lobe? Because it's all or nothing with that side. So
that's, yeah, there you go.
just a thought from my weird brain.
From your weird brain. Most of us have those weird brains. But
right?
Anyway, someone sent me, Eva Mendez says sweatpants are the number one cause of divorce in America. Says the girl that has never been married. Should
funny.
We take that advice? Don't think so. All right, let's go back to the local politics.
Sure.
I would like to see Ben Larson as a Moorhead City Commissioner or something in that arena. Is that in right now? Is that in your cards
today? No. A year from now. maybe, I don't know, we'll see. I've got some things I have to iron out first.
Right.
I want to prove out that I can, you know, make good business decisions, because I think that, again, goes with what I was saying earlier. I think anybody that runs a city needs to have good business sense. Because if you don't, you don't understand the value of a dollar.
Okay. What would you do differently over there in Moorhead? I mean, we see what's going on now. We see the downtown that's... I'm just going to say it might tick off some folks, but yeah. The downtown ain't so hot, man. And the streets down there and the businesses that aren't really flourishing. What would you do differently?
Well, you had Pepcorn on the other day, and I think this is very telling. So there, Moorhead has a culture, you know, 38,000 people. You've got people that work in Fargo. And so they rely on Fargo, and they are disconnected. When I was running for office over there, one thing I realized was how disconnected people were, and how they were just like, "Hey, man, this is where I live. Just you know, I don't care about the politics." So then there are other situations that fall in. I mean, I think it was like what 14% of the people actually voted during that election, and 14%, really? Yeah. I mean, so. I understand people are disengaged and they have life to live, so that's fine. But also give them something to want to get behind. Right. How can you get behind, like, we're going to have an anti-meat day to praise the vegans, you know? And that's going to be your major issue. How about the fact that Pepcorn and, you know, the Moorhead Center Mall came up with a great idea, and then the city council comes back and says, no. What business in their right mind wouldn't want to have people parked in front of their business?
Right.
For free.
Right.
Anytime.
I didn't get that either. Except for, you know, we don't like Pepcorn. Or yeah. We do not like Park. I just kidding. It was like a kid throwing a tantrum,
man.
That
doesn't make any sense to me. And, you know, and so you bring 250 people to the doorstep of the Moorhead Center Mall or into Moorhead at all. You've got M&H right there. You've got Taco John's. You've got all these different businesses that are in the Moorhead, you know, facility. And I just find it terrible business sense. If somebody's going to give you free press, somebody's going to give you something, they're going to put people, actual people, on your doorstep, then it's up to the businesses to be smart to get those people right in the door. So I think that is a terrible, terrible business choice. I think there's other business choices, like I go to the auctions on a regular basis, the police auctions, and I see the materials that come through, you know, the cars on the side of the road, and they sell those, they're abandoned. Then there's the, you know, the cars that are the city fleet, and they get rid of things. But did you know, and this goes back to the question I was asking you, what would you do with $40? I mean, think of a Sunday afternoon. Take your family out to lunch. $40, you could buy a couple buckets of chicken, watch a football game. You could watch a UFC fight. There's a lot of things you could do with $40.
Right.
Well, 38,000 people times 40, that's 1.5 million. That's what they're spending this year on new vehicles
The
city of Moorhead. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things,
the city of Moorhead, they're spending
1.5 million.
Wow.
On new vehicles. So that's, you know, roughly, what is it, 105,000 a month?
So how old are the vehicles they're replacing?
That's not even the question.
Right.
I mean, maybe they're replacing some police cars. Maybe they're, you know, replacing a few things. I get that. But you're telling me that there isn't a way to do that better?
Yeah.
Even look at the business setting of Main Avenue from the bridge to 8th Street. So anybody that lives over there or traveled there the last 2 years knows that that was a pothole central. And so the city came out with the state and said, hey, we're going to fix this. Let's open up bids. Do you know what their idea of opening up bids was? They sent it to one company. That's opening a bid. So they're waiting for one company to give them a bid. They start in on it, and that company comes back and says, hey, we're going to actually have to up this. It's going to cost
Of course. There's no competition, man.
Because there is no competition. And the city did do a smart thing. They said, stop, put it all back, and get out of here. And then they eventually had somebody else come in. But, you know, same thing with the Fargo downtown city hall that they're looking at. I mean, to be transparent, how many companies did they open it up to? you're telling me that there isn't a business in Chicago or Minneapolis or Iowa that isn't struggling that would say, I will come in and I will do that for X amount of dollars. Right. I'll make it happen. You know, and so I think in that is that business sense that Morehead is lacking. So you got people in all sorts of positions that they just don't have that business mentality. They don't respect the dollar.
Right.
So it's
that. And I guess that's where even here in Fargo with the Fargo City Commission, I look at the folks that I consider to be good stewards of our tax dollars. And I got to say, some of those folks up there, I don't see it.
How much money do they spend on these bike lanes? And then ask yourself, now that they're in, how many people do you see using them? So was that per capita a good investment?
Right.
It was a terrible investment. That's like buying a big golden tractor you're going to sit in your yard.
Hey, it looks pretty.
We got a golden tractor. Well, yep. who's going to use it? What are you going
to
do?
How's it going to be productive? And to the bike lane thing, did you hear that they're thinking about elevating the bike lanes all kind of fancy tweaking to it?
You know, it infuriates me to think of the disregard for the citizen that is going to work 9 to 5, maybe working a second and a third job to chase their dreams, and then the city and their officials and a few small minority groups that are out there come after these people and say, we need more money to build these ridiculous things.
Property taxes, man. I was thinking about all this, the arts and the bike lanes, and even though Fargo Tech does, you know, profit from the whole bike share thing, because we have that contract, and just want to put that out there so I don't see it on my Facebook. Hey, man, you know, that sort of thing. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we're pinching pennies and doing this, that, and the other thing to make the budget work. And then you look at the Fargo City Commission, and you look at, like, things like the City Hall for 7,000 square feet. Projected budget doubled from, like, $18 million to $30 million for 7,000 square feet. Are you kidding me?
Right.
How is that a good return on investment or a good business model? And they're rejecting that model because they're like, yeah, we can't do that. But then you got the bike lanes that just the bike share thing that's being done in Fargo, it's $430,000 from the students and the $30,000 from the Fargo City Commission. So it's like $500,000 project, and for what?
And that doesn't make any sense because, you know, as growing up as a kid, I grew up on 4th Avenue South in Fargo. And we used to go to this program up at NDSU when I was, you know, like, what, 15 years old. We used to go to this program. It was called NYSP. It was a National Youth Sports Program. It was free. You know, we did our things. We rode our bikes down to Island Park. But, you know, the funny thing is they're putting in these bike lanes, and forever I was riding my bike around town, and we didn't have bike lanes, and we did just fine.
Yeah.
Forever I was riding my bike all the way up there or all the way up to South High or you know, over to Gooseberry, and you take the you figure it out.
Yeah.
And
all keeping up with the Joneses, and man.
It's not, well, I don't even think it's keeping up with the Joneses. I think if you really look at it hard, it's you can watch in automobile like innovations.
Yeah.
And how they come up with something and they're like, this is the newest, greatest thing. We're going to put a refrigerator in your car. Really? What do I need a refrigerator in my car for? But somebody fights for it and they put it in there. Here's an example. So most people don't know this, but back in the 50s, they put record players in cars. So they had an AM radio and they were like, hey, we're going to put a record player in a car. And so they would put it in that center hump. But
the old 45s are full-size vinyl.
Full-size vinyl.
Wow!
So you could drive around in your car and listen to records. But let me ask you a question. Gravity, scratch, bad idea.
Potholes, I think there's, through Morehead.
Yep. I think there's lots of ideas that are great, but, you know, when they come to fruition, it's not a good idea.
Good deal. Thanks, Ben, for stopping in. We're going to come back with Scott Hannon, Steve Hallstrom. I think Dustin Moore is going to join the program also. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
I want MyPillow to be your pillow. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hennon. You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and I do love it. I'm getting a great night's sleep that goes with me everywhere. But I've heard from folks who had migraines, insomnia, snoring, neck pain, restless leg syndrome, TMJ, sleep apnea, all kinds of different allergies and asthma. And they say, you know what? This has really helped. It does help. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, and find out more about how, if you have any of those things I mentioned, this pillow can help you. That's what it's here for. And by the way, it comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to just trying it. And we have a great deal right now. The original classic pillow is 2-for-1 because we're celebrating. MyPillow has the designation of the National Sleep Foundation official pillow. So get the 2-for-1 deal. That's a 50% savings when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, the promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. And tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back, welcome back for the final segment of the Common Sense Club. I got a tear in my eye right now, man.
No, I'm
the Common Sense Club will live forever.
Absolutely.
Yes, just will have to be a way of thinking rather than, you know.
I brought a little common sense last night to a liberal talk about race philosophy.
Good for you.
Not, man. Common sense is lacking out there. And one of the things I love about this show is you meet so many people with so much common sense.
Yeah, there is a lot of it out there. There certainly is. But we wanted to, Steve Hallstrom is joining us on the phone as well.
Okay.
On this Friday, and Steve will be, as listeners have heard, hosting a new program called the Need to Know Morning Show. And we're taking the 7 to 9 a.m. slot and putting something out there that is in one way new and innovative in morning radio, but also a little more traditional in the sense that it'll be like other morning shows with a lot of news and information and weather and things that are happening.
Your one-stop shop.
Which does displace this hour of what has been, more traditional talk radio and kind of, opinions and a little longer form segments, which you have most ably hosted. So we just wanted to take a moment, I'll speak for myself briefly here and throw it to Steve and saying, we appreciate your talents. We're looking forward to using you in other capacities, whether that be as a guest host or on power panels or whatever in the future. But you've done a fabulous job, and we really appreciate you very much.
Thanks, man.
Without question. We're going to miss your smiling face and great insight in this particular slot, but who knows what the future holds. So
good deal. Yeah. Good deal.
Mr. Hallstrom, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, well, thanks, God. Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to call to personally say thank you, Leon, for all the great work that you've done for years, really, for the station. And I feel badly that we don't have a good place for your show in the new morning lineup, but I just want everyone to know that you've not heard the last of Leon's great voice on our station. We look forward to hearing you many times in the years to come. But, Leon, I just wanted to personally call. I'd be in the studio if I could this morning. I need to be away from the office today. I just wanted to call to personally thank you and let our listeners know how much we've appreciated all you've done for the station. So thank you, buddy, for all the great work. And as Scott said, we'll hear you many times to come in the days ahead.
Good deal. Thanks, Steve. Man, yeah, I got a big mouth, so you probably hear me. But I mean, I'm kind of opinionated and that sort of thing. But I want to thank, I've said this many, many times. I think Steve is going to take AM 1100 in like a brand new frontiers, man. Just open this thing up and it's going to be good. It's a good thing for the Flag family that Steve Hallstrom is kind of heading this thing and going in bold new directions and that sort of thing. But I've said this before, nowhere other than the Flag family will you find a guy like me, from the bottom of the boot, I like to say, in Louisiana, from a ghetto in Louisiana, come up here and, get to learn from someone like the Rush Limbaugh of the Northern Plains, Scott Hannon. I mean, where could I get that experience other than here? I love Flag family, always have, from the first time I listened to Scott Hannon on the radio, and I will continue to love Flag family and have my dial right there every day. So I want to thank you guys for welcoming me in, giving me a mic, as opinionated as I am, and some of the crazy stuff that I say, you saw the talent in me, even when I didn't even know that I had talent, I still think, I just get on here and bloviate, don't think it's really a talent, something that I do, but but I want to thank everybody here at Flag Family for helping me out, Dustin even, for putting up with me and kind of molding me into, the radio guy that I am right now. Even Chris, your brother, who I argued with every morning, man. Seems like I argue with that guy every morning.
Or he's a crazy liberal. Of course you are.
Even he, man, I'm going to miss him, but, it's onward and upward. It's a good thing, growing pains sort of thing. I love it here. Love you guys. Thanks for the opportunity and the airtime.
No, the feeling is mutual. And as Steve said, and I'll reiterate, we're going to use your talents in other ways, including I want to get that power panel going on What's on Your Mind.
Good deal.
Have some fun with the power panel.
Good deal.
Yeah.
I like
that. And now you'll have a little more time with that. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. And also folks should know Fargo Tech is something that keeps you very busy. Leon's
good gravy, man. I'm up till like 4 or 5. Look at my eyes right now. I mean, it's just nuts, man.
Well, give yourself a good plug for Fargo Tech so folks know about the services you and your partners offer.
FargoTech.com, FargoTech.com. We are your complete one-stop shopping for IT services, everything from cabling to new construction to data drops to computer repairs and upgrades, virus removal. We are the cheapest in town, the most inexpensive in town. We're not trying to gouge anybody. We're just trying to give you a really good product for a really decent price, and we've been doing that. And our business has grown. We service from Pembina all the way down to Sisseton, North Dakota. I mean, South Dakota. We're everywhere, man. So if you need something in the way of cabling or any type of IT services, FargoTech.com. There you go.
FargoTech as in T-E-K, too.
T-E-K, right. FargoTech.com.
Right on.
Steve, are you coming? Are you going to be on with Steve for Saturday? On Saturday? I think we lost Steve.
He will.
But we will come right back with What's On Your Mind with Scott and Todd. There you go. Goodbye, everybody. God bless. Love you guys.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.